That's Friday, the 17th of June, 2022. Welcome to the AFCAS Tenerife Afternoons. I'm your host, Tim Dan. Balcony, it is 24 degrees in the shade, a lot hotter in the sun, and the weather forecast is sunny for the next 14 days. So for Freaky Friday, we're going up to Adeje, to a place called La Salud, which is a tapas bar we like. And here are the excerpts. That is good. We are in La Salud in Adeje town, right across the road from the health centre. So if you eat too much, they'll take you in there and pump your stomach. I'm just going to see if anybody's watching. We're on the big camera again today, so that's fun. Although I've got it to automatically stop when I stop streaming. So if the stream gets broken for some reason, then unfortunately, it'll just turn off and I won't be able to come back on. But we should be okay. We've got the Wi-Fi there. It's looking pretty good. I'm attached to the Wi-Fi, so all I need to do is to go to YouTube and put in my search for LWMST, and we shall see. Freaky Friday. Does it say live? Well, there are people in the chat, so it must be good. Hello everyone, says Pete and Shell. Hi Tim, says Roger Channing, David Butler, Luis Alvarez, Buenas Tardes, Stephen Marchant. Can I have a bottle, please? Oh, they're good, these. Julie Way, Tony Smith, Anne-Marie Elton. Hi Anne-Marie. Krista Cunningham from the USA. Charlie, Jeff Daniels, Roger Channing, and Jeff Daniels was the first guy on. So I've sent a link in the things. A link is in the, in the chats here, to show you exactly where we are on Google Maps. Thank you so much, Martin.
Oh,
this is Martin coming behind us. You've got to get pretty low to be in the scene. You've seen him before anyway, but he's still here. This is Martin, him and Pat and Rob, is it?
Rob, yeah.
In the kitchen, they have La Salud, and they've been winners twice of
three times.
Of the Oro, the Ruta de Tapas Oro prize, the gold prize for Ruta de Tapas. This year, you missed it by the skin of your teeth because there was lots of building going on and people weren't coming down this end, right?
Yeah.
You didn't get the volume of people to do the votes and stuff. But I had the thing there and it was fantastic. In fact, go back and take a look up here. I'll link it up here at this year's thing that was really, really good. Was it this year, yeah? It was this year, yeah.
It was in Wood Eastern.
Easter week, yeah. So that was good. So we're going to have some spicy chicken strips to start in about 15 minutes. And then later on, I'm going to do what I always do here, which is my favourites, the little mini burgers with onions on top and the chips with bacon, garlic and onions. Oh, they're to die for. Christina hasn't decided yet, but she wants vegetarian and maybe something fishy, right?
No.
I fancy something fishy, that's right. But she'll say I'm a gluttony if it's too much.
Do you like cheese?
Yeah.
We have goat cheese with honey. Oh, that's good.
Goat cheese and honey?
Yeah.
That's great.
And something else? We'll have a look at the menu in a minute, anyway. We'll have a look at the menu in a minute. Martin, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
This is excellent.
Cheers.
This is excellent. Cheers, thank you. That was Martin, ladies and gentlemen. And the picture's looking pretty good, even though the background's a little bit blown out, but I had to do that to get us bright in the front. So, here we go. Can I have a bottle, please? Yes, you can. If you're new to the channel and you're just coming in, or if you're watching on catch-up, we are Tim and Christina, living with MS in Tenerife. I live with MS in Tenerife, and Christina lives with MS in Tenerife. But we don't do a lot about MS. Some people were asking me, why don't you talk about MS and the symptoms and the treatments? And we don't talk about it because we don't want it to define our lives, do we, really?
No, I don't want to think of it.
We don't want to think of it, no. If I sit too far back, am I out of focus now? Or should that be all right? because there is a slight hill here, but it's all right. It's all right. I'll just take a look. When I sit back, if I need adjusting, I'll come and adjust it. Good evening, Jacqueline Ross. How did you get my mail? Not yet. So if you sent it, I'll check right now. In fact, no, I didn't. Is it in my junk?
I hate that.
What, that it goes in the junk?
People just put stuff in the junk.
Yes, I know. It looks like this in the junk. I did not get the mail. It's me at timothydowd.com. M-E at timothydowd.com. And the easiest thing to do as well is if you're on the island, just WhatsApp me. If you go to timothydowd.com and go to the About page, my WhatsApp number's down there as well. Let's go back to thing. But don't worry, we will contact you, don't worry. Unless you went on and registered, I haven't looked today about the registration, so I don't actually get an email. I have to look. I usually look about a couple of days before to see how many people are coming. But at the moment, it's two others and you, Julie. Jacqueline, you're on your own, right? Buy us a pint, Tim, says David Mulready. I'm on the alcohol-free today, David, unfortunately. Oh, now, I learnt my lesson the other day that if I move the camera whilst we're streaming, then something drastic happens. So I'm actually not going to show you around where we are. But what I have done is I've taken a little film in my other camera, and I'll pop that up somewhere that you can have a look at. I have registered. Okay, if you've registered online, that's fine. I'll look, and that thing where you registered, that tells you exactly where we are. And I've even booked the table now. So I went there yesterday to make sure he's going to be open on Monday. He didn't tell me why he wasn't open last Monday, though. So long, you can see me from really not just about to eat, but we'll catch up in a while. Okay, so long. Good appetit, as they say in Germany. Stephen Marchant's bought me a drink. Oh no, he's bought you a drink, actually. He bought you a drink. You bought Christina a drink, didn't you? Actually, it's enough for two of us. Thank you so much, Steve. Thank you so much. It's the weekend now, Tim and Christina. It is the weekend, but we don't even notice the difference, do we?
We sleep a bit longer and we get a nicer breakfast.
Oh, I'm going to film another villa tomorrow. In Tiocho. Tiocho Alto, I think it's called. Mm-hmm. And right up in the mountains. Well, not up in the mountains, it's the first hill basically, just above Adeje town. It's quite nice. So I'm going to film that tomorrow. So that should be online by Sunday or Monday. You're welcome, sister. Thank you, Steve. You're coming over soon, right? So. What we're going to talk about today, what's been happening, why have I not been walking is the question, isn't it?
No.
And if you ask Christina, she'll say, because I'm a lazy sod and I stay up too late at night.
Yeah, definitely.
But that's not it. I've been having a bit of problem with this elbow here. I don't know if you can see it from there, but I've got like white patches that looks like it's damaged by the sun. So I really don't want to put myself in danger. And I'm a lazy bugger.
And you're a lazy booger.
I'm a lazy booger. Oh, he's going to tell us the chicken's off now.
It's coming in a moment.
Oh, it's coming in a moment. Cool.
Super.
I hear some rumours in the kitchen.
Rumours in the kitchen, there you go. So this crispy chicken, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's strips of breast?
Yes.
Strips of breast, and it's breaded, is that right?
Yeah.
And is there some spice in the breadcrumbs?
In the breadcrumbs, yes.
The spice in the breadcrumbs, and it comes with a sauce?
Aioli.
Aioli.
Oh, wow.
So you just dip it in the aioli and shove it in your gob. Do we need bread with it or something? No. Tiocho Alto. Okay, yeah, that's right, yeah. So it's a place up there called Hacienda Las Vistas, and it's owned by a guy I know called Mark, and he did the one. It was Villa Las Vistas in Caosavaje, and he's got Hacienda Las Vistas, which is a lot bigger in the other place. So
oh, wow.
the spicy chicken's coming now, so Christina's going to shove it in a gob and get aioli all over my microphone, isn't she?
No.
Yeah, she is. Here we go, cool dudes.
Oh, wow.
Let me just show you this one. Sean Baxter, thank you so much for the donation there. Let me show you this. This is spicy chicken strips with aioli, and this is like crispy onions, which I'm... No?
Chips.
Potato. Wow, look at the size of this.
He makes them every morning. He starts with that.
Oh, look, wow.
Very thin,
yeah? Julienne potatoes.
All fresh.
Whoa.
I'm going to bring it in, but it'll be out of focus if I just focus on it.
Keep it right.
I've got to go back to Chris now. Let's do it like this. Are we focused on Chris now? Yes, we are. Cool dude.
Chris is hungry.
She is hungry.
Yeah.
I'm running away with the food.
And then?
Right, just, I'll put some oil on your plates.
Yeah.
And give you a couple of snacks.
Oh, well, then. Smell fantastic.
Chips. Oh, wow. So we're going to try this now. So these are the spicy chicken strips. I gotta turn it around so I can't see myself. Are we back in focus? Are we back in focus?
So good.
Oh, garlic. Spiced garlic. Oh, the garlic's in the aioli, of course. I crunched it.
After dinner you get a peppermint candy, so the smell is gone.
It's okay, you see, because we both had garlic, that's okay. And I told my girlfriend for later to eat garlic, so. I can see myself scoffing here. That's really good. Buena pinta with Ali Uli sauce. Making me hungry, firing up the barbecue watching. There you go. We've just got a little bit of wind. I don't know where this came from. It's been sunny all day, and the forecast is sun for the next 14 days. It was 27 degrees today, and it's going to cool off with a little bit of north easterly wind. Going to cool off, but it'll be cooled down to about 24, 25. But we got a little lizard down here. Aww. Hi, lizard. Does he eat chips?
That are our neighbours.
Neighbours, yeah. Shame I don't have the second camera to show you there.
They have all the apartments in the wall.
Yeah. All the apartments are in the little wall on the side, he says. Ow. Mm-hmm. Who's Jackie? Jacqueline. Hope you enjoy your jollies, Jackie. Who's Jackie? Do you go by Jacqueline or Jacqueline? My sister's called Jacqueline, and we always called her Jackie when she was little, but she goes by Jax now, J-A-X. Where are you, Tim? Chris Godfrey. For those of you just joining us, we're in Adeki town. If you have a look at the top of the chat, I've pinned a Google Maps reference. So if you've got a computer or a phone, you can go there. That'll tell you exactly where we are. Near the end, I'll set the camera off, because sometimes when I move the camera away from the Wi-Fi, it dies. So near the end, I'll set the camera off and I'll span you around. But basically, we're on the, it's like a little one-way street. So you come up from the motorway, you come past the church, and not the church, the cemetery, the crematorium. That's the one I'm looking for. You come up past the crematorium. And then you get to the health center and the post office, and then the top of that road basically goes into the old town. And the bus doesn't go any further, it turns around at the top. And it used to be called El Circo, but now they call it Adeje Town Center in English. So if you're ever getting on the bus, you go up to Adeje Town Center. All buses stop there, and then they all come back down the hill. And there's a bus stop behind me called La Salud, and it's for the health center. But what I found is that when you get the bus at the top, if you get off there and walk down, it's faster, because the bus usually hangs around for a bit because people get on and off and go to different buses. So sometimes the bus has to wait for a connecting bus before he can drive off. So I usually get off in Adeje Town Center, and there's a little cafe on the corner, just come around the corner in the direction where the bus was going. There's the bus behind me now. And it's maybe 300 yards down the hill on the right. There's a big yellow sign called La Salud. I'll show you in a minute. I'm on my phone. It's easy to just put Jackie. I'm sorry. Tim, will I be able to get a taxi to meet up Monday? You will be able to get a taxi to meet up Monday. And the easiest way to do that is tell the taxi driver you want to go to the taxi rank in Cayal Salvaje. A lot of English people call it Callio, so he might even know what that is. But I don't know where you're coming from. Las Americas, I think you said. But you could just get the bus, 473, and get off in Cayal Salvaje. And you know me, kids and footballs. If you don't, go back to the vlog I did by the church in Los Cristianos. I think I might have delivered. Do you want another crispy chicken? There you go. I could have one as well. I've only had one. You've had them all?
Two.
Yeah, Jacqueline, if you get the bus, 473, that'll bring you straight to town. And you get off at the bus stop called Cayal Salvaje. It's at the bottom of the hill. Turns left around a roundabout, and there's a bar that you see called Nebula, and that's the bus stop you get off at. You can even tell the taxi driver to go to Nebula restaurant in Cayo Savaje, and we're above it. So you just got to go around the back of the restaurant and up the steps, and with the big terrace at the top. You see loads of people. Where's the best place to buy in Tenerife? Considering Golf del Sur seems better value. It depends what you're after. It really does depend what you're after. What a lot of people do is they'll buy in a tourist area and then they'll rent it out. That brings an income, of course. But if you want to buy and live there, living in a tourist area is nice for a while. But then you realize you've got lots of different neighbors every 2 weeks or every week or sometimes every day. And they're party animals.
And very
animals.
Loud ones as well.
Yeah, and if you live here, you don't particularly want to party every night. You're not a stick in the mud, but you can't do it 52 weeks a year, can you?
No.
So it depends what you want. And you get a lot more money, a lot more property for your money if you're not in the tourist areas, of course. So if you're looking for a finca or a normal house or an apartment, like up here, then you're going to get a lot more for your money here. So you got to decide, is it going to be an income? Is it going to be just a holiday home for you guys? Is it going to be your permanent home? And the guy to call is the administrator of I Love Tenerife Forum on Facebook. There's a guy called Andy Ward, and he can look after you. And failing that, there's another guy. Can't remember his first name now, sorry. Sutton George, what's his name? Simon Sutton George. He's also in Los Cristianos. He's got a shop in Los Cristianos. He'll help you out as well. In fact, he's on YouTube. So Simon Sutton George is on YouTube, and Andy Ward is the administrator of Isle of Tenerife. Tell him Tim sent you, both of them. Because if you buy something, then I might get a kickback. Mm. 470 out of Volcano, right hand side across the road. Perfect, yeah. If you come out of the volcano, there's the central centre, and there's a bus stop on the left and on the right. You go on the right hand one, where the bus goes towards the Irish bars, and get the 473 there, and just sit on it until Cayo Salvaje. And you'll notice it because you come past the Cayo Grand Hotel, you come down the hill, and then you come past the Blue Sea Garden, Cayo Garden Hotel, and then you come past the New Mind Hotel on the right, and on the left is the Tropical Park Hotel. And then after the Tropical Park Hotel, it turns left on a roundabout, and it's the bus stop right there. So get off. When he turns around the roundabout, that's when you get off. And it'll always stop there because there's always people getting on and off. So you're not going to miss it. And we're upstairs. Taxi from there will cost you maybe 18 euros, and the bus will cost you maybe 2. So that's the difference. You're welcome, David. 30 degrees Sussex. We saw on... No, it wasn't we. I was down with Jeff and Donna, wasn't I? And Jeff and Donna, our neighbours, excuse me for burping there, they were saying that Britain on the news, because I don't watch the news, Britain on the news are saying, oh, it's a heat wave, how you don't die, right? In the heat, how to keep cool and your pets and everything. And they were laughing.
And it was in Germany too.
Was it?
They said it's gonna be like 37 degrees.
And was it at all?
Not yet.
No. 18 euros isn't too bad, Jacqueline. And 18 euros back. But that's like a meal for everybody. 30 degrees is a heat wave. It is. But the thing is, it doesn't really get that hot here. I mean, a lot of people say it does. But if you're looking at the ambient temperature in the shade, we're around about 28 degrees average all year round. Mm. So in the winter, obviously, a little less, and in the summer, a bit more. I hope Martin's getting run over. Hi, Christine, says Maureen Hopkinson.
Hey.
Ray, 30 in London. I saw it was hotter in London than it was up on the coast there. Do you want another one?
Off.
You're just getting off?
No.
Oh, this is good. Aioli. Ow. Evening, Simon. 15 and cloudy, says Moira. Item because you can't see you last Monday, but was too early. What a place. Captain Pug was. All right, that's true, yeah. And luckily enough, it was the place was closed where we were, so I was out and about on my tod. We got a little spider in the bath. And let's go back. Where's the best place to buy? We've done that one. Lizards, there we go, we got lizards. No smooching tonight, Tim, with that garlic. We can smooch any time we like, can't we, kid?
Yeah.
With garlic or without garlic. So we're not going to... Got some chips?
Yeah.
There you go. They are tiny little slivers of potato. They're lovely. Let's see what guys do. Did you see the crowds in Bournemouth and Cole's vlog was rammed? I did actually, and in fact, Swanage was on the TV today as well when I was down at, what's her name's? Donna's place. Swanage was on TV because we were talking about the weather there. Looked very nice. This bus driver knows me. Chris Coffey's back in September. It's my birthday in September. September the 12th. Don't forget to come over. And don't forget I'm British. Because when I first went to Germany, I said it was my birthday at work and went, oh, where's the cake? I said, what do you mean, where's the cake? They said, the birthday child always brings a cake to work, don't they? And then I said, we're going out for drinks tonight. They said, yeah, great. So everybody turned up for drinks and I got landed with the bill. I said, well, don't like you buy me drinks on my birthday? They said, no, birthday guy buys drinks. So I thought they were just taking the mick, but it's actually true, isn't it? So don't tell anybody it's your birthday if you're in Germany. Sarah Charles, 473, yeah. 473 comes directly to us. Madden. Just the one, please. I drink as many of these as I like, but they're sort of like what the Germans call Probeflash. They're just testers. Café Olé on corner across from Med Palace is a lovely little restaurant. Café Olé on the corner from the Med Palace. I've never actually been to anywhere along that strip. Well, I have actually. I went with Sub and his and the gang when they were there twice, but I found it quite expensive. I was bringing two. Just the one for now. Okay, no, leave two.
I bring the one back to the...
No, leave two, because I'm going to drink it fast. Because the other ones would go warm if I don't drink it. Bring it. Yes. There we go. Dorada. Hi, JJ. Good evening, everyone. Everybody's doing well. Those of you just... Oh. Christian Bertrand, Sarah Wilson, Chris and Tim. Gruß aus Erding.
Hello.
Wie geht's euch? Can you see my comments, Tim? They don't know whether they're showing Charlie. Charlie, yes. Charlie, 30 degrees today and back to 16 tomorrow. Charlie, we've had 30 degrees heat wave. Is it hotter than that in Tenerife? I think I did mention that one. I just didn't say it was you. Yeah, I'm seeing everything. I think I'm... you know what I've done? I've got top chat on instead of live chat. But I think that's okay. I think... Oh, it just filters out the high Trishes and the high JJs. So if you say hi to somebody, it doesn't show me. But it shows me everything else, actually. If you do a whole sentence, it'll show it to me. But that's fine. Golfdale, sir, is a quiet place. Golfdale, sir, is a quiet place, and it's sort of like stuck in the 70s, I would say. Although the people who live there wouldn't say that. And also you've got the wind and the airport. So as long as you can consolidate all those, the best thing to do is subscribe to Rick and Shelley's channel, because that will show, they live in Golfdale, so the area down there. And that'll give you an idea. So if you're a golfer, it's paradise, of course. If you're a windsurfer, it's even better. Or if you're one of those wind kite people. But if you're looking for sun, sea, sand and sangria, then maybe round the corner, Los Cristianos, Las Americas, or anything, any of this coast that we're on here, might be better. But as I say, it depends what you want. What we did is we came on holiday 5 times and went all over the island and then picked a spot that was wheelchair friendly-ish. Because we were a bit panicking, weren't we, near the end, because a lot of the apartments were old that we could afford anyway and weren't very wheelchair accessible. But this one came up and it was perfect, wasn't it, the one we got now? And it was a great price up until next month. Actually, it's not too bad. It's not too bad. Estamos listos. So I've got to drink this, because otherwise the other one will go warm, you see.
Was okay.
Fantastic.
That was fantastic. Do you know what you want? You want that vegetarian Oro thing, yeah?
Yeah.
And we want the chips with the garlic and the what have you. And the three little sliders. And I'll have a look at the menu, because I will show you guys the menu. So I've got my phone here, so I can actually get the phone out. There we go.
What do you want, Christine?
The prize-winning tapa. The croquettes with the...
Yeah.
Is it just one croquette, is it not? Two croquettes, yeah? And then we get something else for you as well, yeah?
I think that would be the case.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, we'll get something else, I think, just for like... I fancy something prawny, garlicky prawny type of thing. With no shells, just so we can... We'll have a look on the thing. But you can bring them in about 20 minutes.
You want bread with it?
I don't need bread because I got the burgers.
Yeah.
I don't need bread either.
No.
We also had desserts now.
I saw it, the cheesecake.
Wow. The cheesecake.
I will do that then.
Fresh, mate.
Uh-huh.
Ew, wow.
I will do the well, I won't even look now, because that's enough for us then.
Yeah.
So we'll have a couple of cheesecakes as well at the end. All right, cool dude. Now I've got to look at the menu for you guys. Okay, so you can bring the sliders, the chips, and the croquettes whenever it's...
I bring it to the chef.
Okay. But as I say, don't rush. Because we're going to, when the food arrives, we're going to show you around, and then we're going to finish the stream, you see. So 20 minutes. So let's have a look to see what we do here. Doesn't work on portrait mode. Here we go. Dandy Media, Jim Dufry, Cookie Belid. Okay. Bienvenido, welcome and la salud. So we'll have it in English for you, Guinness. Here are our alcoholic drinks. See here, tapas menu, there you go. They do have a burger menu as well, by the way. So this is a lot. So I'm gonna go through of the types first of all. See what you guys are saying. Good evening, Roger Memory. Hey Paz, what's going on? Anguilla's on. For those of you just joining us, we're at La Salud in Adeje Town. So if you get any bus to Adeje Town Center, it'll come up here, stop up there, and then the next bus stop from that is La Salud behind us. Although, as I said before, get off at the town centre and just walk down. It's only 300 yards. So we got meat and chicken tapas. We've got fish and seafood chappers. We got vegetarian skewers. We got homemade potatoes. Cheese and ham and Spanish sausage. Typical Dutch tapas. And extra sauces and bread. So let's go through the meat and chicken. Are you ready? We got chicken with canary and spicy red sauce, that's your typical Canarian chicken. Meatballs, which is albondigas. Skewer with chicken skewers, chicken wings, chicken croquettes. Mini hamburgers with fried onions, that's the one I'm getting. That's set, it's between 6, 7, 6.50, 8, 9.50, and 10.50. Okay, so it's between 6 and 10.50 is the prices. So the chicken with canary, the meatballs and the skewer chicken are all €6. The chicken wings are €5, chicken croquettes €7. The mini hamburgers with fried onions, that's what I'm getting, is €7.50. Skewer with chicken, onions and peppers, €7. Chicken curry, €6.50. Crunchy spicy chicken pieces, I think that's what we just had, was €6.50. Skewer with chicken and peanut sauce, that's like a satay. There's €7. Meat croquettes are €8. Meat. Paella with chicken and vegetables, €7.50, I think. Mini hamburgers with goat's cheese and garlic sauce, €8.50. Paella mixta, €9.50. Skewer chicken with onion is €7. Medallions of pork tenderloin with calvados sauce and apples, €10.50. And medallions of pork tenderloin with mushroom sauce, €9.50. So that's a really good meat and chicken dish. Fish and seafood is garlic prawns, €7, mussels, white wine, garlic cream, €8.50, paella, fish with seafood, €8.50, fried calamari with aioli, €4.50, crunchy spicy fish pieces, €7, I had those last time, they were good, tuna fish croquettes with garlic sauce, €7, grilled garlic prawns with onion skewer, €8.50, sweet spicy marinated prawns on a skewer, €9.50, fish fillet filled with prawns in green pepper sauce. That sounds good. A fish fillet filled with prawns. €10. Mussels with fried onions and garlic, €8.50. And battered panga fillet with aioli, €7. The sauces are barbecue, tomato, spicy, garlic, mushroom, green pepper, peanut, calvados, and apple. Okay, so then you got the vegetarian skewers. See what you guys are saying? Alcohol free. What's the difference in the bottles? Dorado is usually red. Yep, the alcohol free with lemon. Alcohol free is blue, and alcohol free with lemon is blue and yellow. driving. In fact, that's why Christina decided to come tonight, wanted to stop me drinking down the down the German bar. Vegetarian, garlic mushrooms, goat's cheese from the grill with honey, grilled wild mushrooms, grilled vegetable skewer, fresh fried Spanish peppers with sea salt. That's like the green pepino de padron, what's it called? Not pepino, that's cucumber. What's it called? Anyway, the padron, anyway. Mm. Peppers padron. Mushroom and cheese croquettes. Courgette stuffed with cream cheese and chopped tomato. That's what you had last time. The courgette.
Mm.
Not the little croquette. It was the stuffed courgette you had, wasn't it? Fried cheese with cranberry sauce, mushrooms filled with Spanish peppers and cheese, croquettes with ghost cheese, vegetarian paella, and vegetable skewer with mozzarella cream, cheese, and basil. And they're all six, well, the cheapest is $5.50 and the most expensive is $7. Homemade potatoes, potatoes sorted with garlic, bacon, and onions, that's what we're having. Large one is €7, small one's $5. Spanish tortilla is $4.50. Canarian unpeeled potatoes with two Canarian sauces. That's the papas arrugadas. They're $5.50. Chips with spicy sauce, $4.50. Crazy chips with cheese and ham, €6. Spanish salad with tuna, €5. And fried chips, €5. Or a large portion, €3 for a normal portion. What else we got? Anchovies are lovely. Get some sun. Tim would thank you once again for the meet-up Monday, and we are staying at the Mediterranean Palace from Boxing Day. If you'd like to meet and do a walk and talk, pass, we definitely will. I don't know what's happening between at Christmas this year, because I don't know whether our kids are coming, are they? If they don't go to Ghana, they might come for Christmas. So we don't know what's going on, but definitely will. One day I'll come over. Cheese and ham, portion of cheese, portion of ham, $6 and $6. Portion of cheese and ham, $7. I would have said 12, right? And typical Dutch is frikadelle Dutch sausage. Frikadelle Dutch sausage, frikadelle special with sauce and onions, is $1.50. $1.50? Frikadelle special with sauce and onions, €1.50. Bitterballen, 5 small meat croquettes for €7, and Mexicano, spicy meat with peanut sauce, €4. Extra sauces and bread, Spanish sauce, garlic sauce, peanut sauce, and mayonnaise, plain bread, garlic bread tomato, garlic bread tomato cheese, garlic bread tomato cheese chorizo, garlic bread tomato cheese smoked ham. And that's it. That's the tapas menu. That was amazing. Can we go back here? Yes, we can. I'm not going to read out the burger menu, but they do have a burger menu and coffee menu as well. I'll just give you an idea of what the burger menu is. Burgers are $5.50, $4.50, and extra for $50. No, that's the natural burgers. Then you got the big burgers between $10 and $7.50. Hamburger Gemales, hamburger La Salud, hamburger three cheeses, hamburger Bomba Giza, Explosion, and a surprise. So they all come with chips and, chips. So if you
and
ever...
What is the coffee menu?
You want me to read the coffee menu?
Yeah.
Okay, I shall do that. What is the coffee menu? Different coffees. So you have espresso, americano, decaffeinado de sobre. Café con leche, decaffeinado con leche, leche con sobre, decaf. That's decaf powder. Sobre is like a powder. Oh, okay, instant. Cortado natural, cortado leche leche, cortado decaf natural, bonbon, carajillo and barraquito. So carajillo is a small black coffee with a shot of brandy, as we know. And the barraquito is the condensed milk, 43 and coffee and cream.
Okay, for carajillo.
They might have a carajillo, then they got loads of teas as well. van lime blossom, chamomile, chamomile with honey, mint, pennyroyal, green tea, rubios tea, and with milk. Tea with milk. So, I'm not going to read anymore because that is pretty boring.
The cakes on there too.
Eh? No, the cakes are new. I saw the cakes in YouTube. You go to YouTube and look for La Salud or Tapas Bar La Salud. Four words: Tapas Bar La Salud. You go to Facebook and they're on there. It's so nice, so hot here in the Belgian coast. I've just had a Moules Parquet from the grill. Oh, what's a Moules Parquet? Parquies. That's mussels, is it? Mussels in with chips. It's very Belgian. Angry Velo just deleted all the German contacts from my phone. It's now hands-free. What about Heinz? There you go. Got some more top up?
No.
Got something else?
Well,
I entered a painter and decoration competition. I was the overall winner. I was reading all these things, right? It was so boring, they decided to tell themselves jokes. What's the quality like of the camera? I like that. Does it tell me in here? It doesn't tell me in here what the quality is like. Can I look? Captions. Oh, it's only streaming in 720p. Higher picture. Higher picture quality will apply to your current video. There you go. Now it's in 1080p. Ah. So if you're watching on a mobile device, you're probably getting 720p, but you can actually set it to the highest and it's 1080p.
Tell him it's great, it's fantastic.
Why?
Because he wants to buy new stuff.
I do want to buy new stuff, but basically I'm just replacing the old stuff, right? See, what I want is there's a thing called the YOLO box, which allows me to use this camera, but put the things online like two cameras, use a phone as a second camera. And what else is there? Use a phone as a second camera, and I can put in like graphics and stuff, right? And I can play videos from it, which is what I want to do. I want to be able to play videos. And the mixing desk that I've got is great. It is great. But they brought a new one out from Rode, and I'm telling you, that is the bee's knees. That is the bee's knees. And
until the new one's out.
Until the new one's out, right? I think it'll last me. This has lasted me 2 years. It'll only last me 2 years. So if anybody wants to buy a Zoom LiveTrack L8, slightly used, but in perfect condition, I've got one for sale. New, they're 350, 360 euros. And I want 280 for it. Plus shipping. Going back to see what you guys are saying. 107 people watching. That's cool. I see how many thumbs up. I'll do it myself. It says 23 thumbs up here, but it doesn't update this. It doesn't update. Hottest day of the year so far is Bournemouth. Oh, this one I haven't seen. I saw the one with Olivia. I'm not seeing Cole's place. The hottest day so far. It was pretty packed. Pretty packed. Jeez. There you go. Oh, here you go. Here's the Rodecaster Pro. This is the one I want. I don't know if you can see it here. There you go, that's the one I want. It won't focus. See, if I put autofocus on, what it does, it starts focusing behind me because I'm not sat in the middle. So if I'm sat to the side, it'll just start focusing on the bus when it goes past. So I've got manual focus on at the moment, so I'm hoping it's all right. Oh, you saw a little bit of it anyway. You saw a little bit of it. Let's go back to the chats, live chat. Steve Marchant, thank you so much. Got to go. I enjoy the rest of your evening, both of you. We definitely will. And don't forget to look us up when you come over. Coatlow now wants to open a restaurant in Tenerife. He's Irish and she's Spanish, and they're going to call the restaurant Tapas the Morning. I used to know a guy called Sam, and his wife was called Ella. And they didn't open the restaurant Sam and Ella's. My ear's burning, just turning. Good evening. Yeah, we're talking about I've not seen your vlog yet that you did an hour ago. But I did see the one with Olivia in Swanage. Was it Swanage? Yeah, it was Swanage, I think it was. And I saw the one that you did down in Greenwich as well. Have you got an itch?
No, was it Swansea? Mm-mm. Swanage.
Swanage. Swanage and Greenwich.
Don't know these places well, they.
For those of you who don't know, Carl, he's been over a few times. He's been on Meetup Mondays every time he's been over here. And he was the first guy to come straight from the plane to the Meetup Monday. Good thing, Carl. And I'm not kidding you, he started vlogging seriously a couple of weeks ago. And he's put us all to shame, especially the one on Tenerife where he went up the mountain looking for the king of Chiafita. Go and look at that one, that's cool. I'll put a link up here. On catch up, if you're on catch up. Swanage, beautiful part of the country. What else we got? So, those of you joining us, we are in La Salud in Adeje. It's a tapas bar run by some people from the Netherlands. And we come here once every couple of months, maybe, is it really? 2 or 3 months, yeah, so three or four times a year.
We've been here for a long time now. Yeah.
But it's really good because it's they do some... The guy in the kitchen, Rob, he's a backgrounder. He doesn't come out, he doesn't do anything. Like Martin and Pat are the people you see. But Rob is the magic because he starts in the morning cooking and he does... It's like a Michelin chef, isn't he? I don't know whether he is or not. But the tapas are really great. The food is good. The tastes are good. These hamburgers I'm going to get now, you may say I'm daft, but the first time I had them, they reminded me of frozen steaklets when I was a kid. And it's got something in it that reminds me of that. Now, it's not a frozen steaklet. I know that. But it reminds me of the taste. They've got some spice in it that reminds me of those steaklets you used to get as a kid. Well, you probably get them now in Britain, but I had them as a kid. Steaklets. Steaks and steaklets. Yeah, I mean, the focus is pretty good. The focus is pretty good on this. So we're coming up to, how long have we been on now? 1841. So when the food arrives, we will finish up for the evening. But for those of you who are coming over, as I say, I haven't been walking this week because I didn't want to chance it. This, I don't know what it is, it's sort of all white here and it's itchy, and I've had in the past when it's been like that, I've scratched it and it's sort of like broken the skin and I've had a rash, haven't I? So I've been looking after it, and I have been going to bed too late and I am a lazy sod, but that's different. But I plan to start again next week. This weekend I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to do an aftcast of this, so excerpts of this will be on my aftcast tonight. So I'll just chop it up. I just chop it up using the iPad and a program called Ferrite, and I upload it to anchor.fm. So there are a few things up there. If you watch the channel regularly and you see the lives, there'll be probably no surprises. But I do an intro and an outro and a little bit of the weather and stuff. So like I used to do, but I don't put as much work in now, do I really? Because that was the biggest problem, it was just a lot of work and I was not doing other stuff like housework and stuff.
And watching films until 4 in the morning.
Well, that's what I do. When I'm finished, I want to relax, so I'll watch a movie. Yeah. But I've been watching things like Stranger Things and I've been like binging on the things.
You want another plate?
No, we're fine with these plates. Yeah. Is the food coming out?
It's coming out in a...
Cool, dude. So in 10 minutes, we're going to come out with the food. We'll show you what we're having. Heather McCarthy, have a lovely evening. Enjoy the food. Thank you so much, Heather, for the donation there. Pete and Shell's on. Can't get a few videos to catch up. Yep. Swanage, beautiful part of the country. We've done that one. Thank you so much, Heather. Yeah, so if you are coming out, then you're going to have a great time. The next 2 weeks is going to be not too hot, but it's going to be perfect. There's a little bit of a wind coming from the northeast, but that's good because the north coast will get it, and we are in the southwest end, so it probably won't be that bad. And it's pretty clear at the moment as well, so you can see the mountains, you can see La Gomera. It's really good. It's probably the best time of year right now, isn't it? Time of the year up to now. Mm-hmm. Obviously, when we get to the sticky heat in July, August, and September, it might be too hot for some people if you're down in the desert of Los Cristianos and Las Americas. Mm-hmm. Some people say they'll need air conditioning, but I don't think you need air conditioning here, do you?
No,
maybe a fan if it gets really bad, but you probably don't need air conditioning. The thing is, if you can't have the window open at night, that's a problem, isn't it?
That is a problem,
because
yeah.
We live on the third floor in a safe area, I would say. I mean, all areas have got some sort of crime, but we feel safe enough that we can leave all the windows open at night when it gets really hot. Graham, thank you. I need to get some food on my own, so enjoy yours and I'll cook mine. Adios, Graham. Thank you so much for the donation there. So we'd like to thank each and every one of you. We're not going just yet. We're going to wait for the food to come, but we want to thank each and every one of you for supporting us. And if you just watch the videos, there's usually a little video, a little advert at the beginning, and that helps out as well. So just watch the advert. You can also skip the advert and we still get something for that, don't we, kid?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look in the description, we're actually promoting some stuff as well. There's a company from the Netherlands that is trying to get rid of the plastic from toothpaste tubes. Yeah? So what they did, they came up with this idea of selling you little tablets that you crush in your mouth and they become the toothpaste. But it's not like a toothpaste, is it? It doesn't foam or anything.
No, but it's really good.
Yeah, and it's got calcium in it, isn't it? And what sort of other stuff they put in toothpaste? Fluoride. Or you can decide whether you want fluoride or not. And they sell, they give it in a little packet and a glass bottle the first time. And then they just send you refills. So it's like a subscription service. And I think it's €5 a month or something like that. Or you can decide what level you want to go in at. And they send them you every 3 or 4 months. And you can also buy the bamboo toothbrushes, which you can put then in the recycling of the paper recycling.
And you get a toothbrush for every month.
Yeah, each month you get a toothbrush. So you just throw your bamboo toothbrush in the recycling, in the paper, and that'll be recycled then. And there's a link in the description. I don't know whether it's in list description, because I don't know whether the links get inherited on this one. It probably do. And if it isn't, just go on one of the other things, or go to my website, timothydowd.com, and there's a link there as well to find out. So if you want to do a little bit about saving the environment, then that's pretty cool. The other thing that we're doing as well was the SIM cards. Somebody was asking the other day about SIM cards, and we use Lobster, which is DataDAS. If you all know DataDAS. So Lobster actually gives you a SIM card, and if you just want to call in Spain, I think it's €8. Mm. And if you want the rest of Europe and America, then I think it's €10 for us, because of the cheap VAT. Mm. So I think if you have it in mainland Spain, I think it's 12 and 10 or something like that, something different. Okay, so the sliders are coming out. So we also sell this. So if you need a SIM for here, and the good thing is you can park it. So if you buy a month's worth and you're only here for a week, you can park it, and the next time you come, you've got another week. Martin, wow.
The sliders.
Cool dude. So these are the little mini burger sliders with caramelized onions. I'll just give you an idea. There's three of those. But they're just tappers, you know. They're gone. And then Christina's getting the croquettes, and then we're getting the chips between us. Mm-hmm. Can't really get up. Let's put the bottles over there. I'll give you a fresh plate there, because I'll eat off this.
Mm-hmm.
We have a SIM for next time I'm over. Yeah, and you get data on it, and you can decide between 18 gig of data, I think 40 gig and 70 gig or something like that. And when you buy the SIM, it's like 1 month or 28 days
And if you leave after a week or 2 weeks, just park the number, and when you come back on your next trip, you just redo it and the month carries on. So that's pretty cool. Typically, I run out of data before the time's up, because I find it's easier to just get the small one and then just renew it if I need some more data. That's probably the easiest. Don't forget the thumbs up. Thank you, Craig. Yes, the link is in the description. Thank you. One of those burgers would be enough for me, Tim. They're actually very small. They're actually very small. It's like a little patty like that on a slider bun. So it doesn't look... it looks bigger than it is. I'm saying that because I'm a big fat belly. I might actually take one home for... What's it called? Oh, here come the rest. Here come the rest. What do you want to drink? What do you want to drink?
I'd like...
A glass of wine or...?
I'd like Canajillo con Cielo.
Not a barraquito. Canajillo con Cielo?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, wow. Let me just show these guys. This is the chips, bacon and onions. Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
This is for Christine.
And this is Christine's. In fact, we just put that like that. These are the croquettes with shrimps on top. All we've got to do is take the tail off. That looks really good. So, thank you.
Wow, thank you.
Thank you, we will. Now, before we start, I've got to do it for me 60-second reel and my short. So, you'll excuse me for 2 seconds while I do slow-mo. And we'll start here. And... Now, you won't believe, but that is going to be fantastic. I'll just have a look at it. Slide across the sliders. Zoom over the Dorada to the chips. That's going to be pretty good. And one other thing we've got to do is take a portrait picture with the camera in the background. So you guys are going to be on it. And one sideways. There you go. And if you want to go and have a look on Instagram, I'll stick that up right now. So we'll go, okay, post the story of that one, next, filter, next, Twitter. And we're not in Cayo Savaki, we're in Adeje. Share. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Tim.
And Christina.
For living with MS in Tenerife on a Freaky Friday, saying thank you so much for joining us. And we'll see you on the next one.
Okie dokie.
Bye.
Bye.